Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With you guys, and we're asking you 216-474-0092. Has the moment been too big for the Guardians? We got Mackenzie on updates, as you heard, and Jason, she was telling us in between the break about how she was there at game five and she was in the locker room for the celebration. And I always like to remind myself, because I'm a little jaded when it comes to that stuff at this point in life, like how cool that is for someone to be in the locker room for the first time and to be around all the champagne celebrations and stuff. And then you asked her, and I'm sure you were joking, I don't know you well enough to know if you were or if you were or weren't. You're like, did you celebrate with them? I think you were joking. I'm not sure. Either way, doesn't matter. I got to tell you a quick story. 2018, the Cavs lose to the Warriors, right? And so what I was doing at the time, and like I did this 2016, I went to the Cubs locker room afterwards. And then like I just kind of went to the team that won's locker room. Like that was kind of like what I was doing here at the station, because they had other people that would go to the, you know, our locker room. So I was going to the other ones. Anyway, I'm in the Warriors locker room, and the locker room is so tiny at the field house for the opposing team. I mean, you're in a closet. So it's me and a couple other assembled media and everything like that. And then there was the foreign press, and the foreign press was in the corner, and they grabbed all the bottles of champagne and started drinking them and started just downing them. And I'm over there, I'm shocked. Because like media training, they're like, you don't even come close to touching a bottle, okay? Like, you try to take anything from that locker room, any sort of mementos, you might get tased on the way out. Like, it's just a big no-no. And I'm watching as these members of the foreign press are just taking down champagne bottle after champagne bottle right in, like, Durant's face. I'm like, wow, how did this happen?
That's unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy?
That is so crazy, because I've never seen anything like that in my life. I've been in multiple locker rooms where we've won multiple championships, and I've never, ever seen media get involved unless we start doing it to them. And so, yeah, I was joking with McKenzie there on that note. But I can tell you this. In 07, I was a part of that team. You know, I wasn't on the playoff roster. But, man, you talk about something so great about that moment and being able to pop open the champagne and the beer and everything else and just pouring on everybody. It didn't matter who it was that night. So, you know, being able to see it the other day when, you know, the Guards were able to take down the Tigers, it was fun to reminisce there.
And now after two games, it feels like we are in a completely different world when it comes to the Guardians.
Oh, so different right now, right? I mean, the Yankees did what they were supposed to do it on their home turf. They won the first two games. Guards come back home now. They've got minimum two games here, possibly three games at home. This series could change really, really fast and easy. The biggest thing that I go back and look at is, and Steven just talked about it, right, on his presser there, play better baseball, continue to be the Guards, continue to be who they are, get that timely hit. That's what they're looking for right now.
No doubt about it. And I've not lost faith in this team in the slightest bit. We've watched them go on 9-game winning streaks in May. We've watched them be able to do this. It's baseball. And the same Yankees team that I watched 20 years ago lose a 3-0 series lead to the Red Sox. Like, it's baseball. If there was ever a sport where you could erase this type of deficit, it would be this sport. And so I just think the Guardians just, I don't know if the lights were too bright, and that's what we're asking you, 216-474 to below 92. It was just, it was so uncharacteristic. But the part that gives me confidence, Jason, is that we played that clip from John Jastrzemski, my buddy, New York, New York, and every Yankees fan, any Yankees broadcast that I hear, all they do is just want to talk about how bad their team is right now. Like, it almost gives me encouragement at the fact that they're talking about how Wells can't hit. Chisholm finally did get a hit last night, and then he got picked off the bases because they don't know what the hell they're doing on the base paths.
No, they don't.
And it's just like it's combination of things. And ultimately, yes, the Guardians are shooting themselves in the foot, but the Yankees are trying to give the Guardians chances here. Guardians just got to, once they start taking advantage of them, this thing flips on a dime.
Well, think about this too. I would put more pressure on the Yankees right now to win the next two games and be able to get to the World Series because of Aaron Boone. You know, Boone's been there for a long time. He's been a manager in New York. There's a lot of pressure on him to get to the World Series.
For sure.
More than there is the Guards right now. There is zero pressure at this point for the Guardians to win the next four games, you know, or to take it to game seven, you know, however it plays out. But to be able to win four games, there's zero pressure on the Guardians at this point because of that, you know, that stigma of, oh, we're the New York Yankees. We win everything. We're the greatest team in baseball. Well, no, you're not. It's seed number one against seed number two.
Mm-hmm. They're constantly reminded about how it's been 15 years since they won a title. No one really brings up to Jose Ramirez 1948. You know, like it's not really the same thing. And Boone's been to two LCSs himself previous 5 years. I am convinced he can't get over the hump. I'm way convinced about that at night. And in the series that we've seen so far, I think this is a bad part of the series so far to the Guardians in that we have not taken advantage of when it feels like Boone is giving you a chance and opening up the door. Like why he went with Hill after game one made no sense when he had the recipe that he continued to have throughout the entire duration of the season with this 7-8-9 setup. He got greedy. We weren't able to take advantage the way that I thought we should. And he's giving you little opportunities like this. He's sprinkling them in. It just feels like the opportunities that Vogt is giving is just outweighing the ones that Boone is giving.
Yeah, I think when you look at this, it does. I mean, the microcosms of everything coming about it right now is one pitch. If the Guards can get one pitch that they can handle, and they got him so many times last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's Rocchio striking out with the bases loaded in the fourth inning, and then in the fifth inning, Austin Hedges striking out with the bases loaded, which, by the way, I know as a baseball guy, you had to really appreciate the fact that Jimenez, who can't hit his weight right now, got pitched around to then get to Austin Hedges because that just made the most sense in the world.
Well, but you even bring in David Fry. You know, David Fry gets one pitch. You're coming off the bench to do your job. You get one pitch, and it's not the pitch you're looking for. It's a ball in the inner half that you can't get extension on. Yeah. You're looking for a ball middle away, fastball, whatever it is. You're looking for a pitch middle away that you can handle and drive it and open up the floodgates because that would have done it right there. That would have put the Yankees on their heels at that point, and the Guards couldn't do it.
Have you lost your confidence in this Guardians team after two games? Jason and I, we're not there. 216-474 to below 92. Nick and Independent.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
So what's up, Nick?
How's it going? I think we're getting a lot of those September, October baseball fans coming out that are just being negative. I mean, saying it's over with already. I mean, we were in both of those games. We had plenty of opportunities. Obviously, I mean, it sucks that we're down two games now, but who is the best team in baseball this year at home?
Well, I mean, the Yankees and the Dodgers were the two best baseball. Well, are you talking about at home? The guards at were, home. For sure, 100%, the guards.
So where are the next three games being played?
Right, all day long, guards.
I mean, you could be going back to New York, putting the Yankees facing elimination. I just don't understand all the negativity so far. I think we've created opportunities, and I think we're going to have plenty more opportunities the rest of the way. I'm not giving up.
For sure. And, Nick, enjoy your turn, and thank you very much for calling. I appreciate you. You have the longest turn signal in the world. He was like, that thing was beeping for the entire call. I'm like, can you turn left already? Maybe it was a right turn. I don't know.
Oh, poor guy. He can't even talk back to us now on that one.
Well, he's also, I think he was a little confused with the idea that I think he expected one of us to come in here and be like, how dare the Guardians lose their first two games? This team stinks. And we're just not going to be those guys today.
No.
I can't possibly be those guys. Now, I'm confused. I don't know why. I mean, Halloween's not for another couple weeks. I don't know why they're dressing up as some sort of half-assed team that I don't want to see. They got to get rid of that. But right now, great, they're cosplaying as a bad baseball team. I don't think that's going to stay for the remainder of the series.
No, and I think for them to fly home last night, have a day to regroup. I think that's a key, too, is have a day to regroup, go out on the practice field, do their thing at the Prague, and then from there, have fun tomorrow.
The
and
Prague?
The Prague.
No.
You don't like that?
No. Hate that.
All right, Jacobs feel better?
No, man, the Prague?
Yeah.
Ugh.
We got to start something. Was that
your own invention? I can appreciate the creativity.
I'm not going to take the invention.
That's not even creativity. Not even, yeah. Okay. Good.
Now that you're saying, "Oh man, that was terrible," I can't take that.
Whoever came up with it, just don't talk to that person anymore. Okay.
Oh, poor guy.
Just mute the text messages.
What if I tell you it was my son that came up with that?
I would say you already.
Now you're shooting down a kid.
You already dogged his skills earlier. I'm just not a baseball guy. Which I don't know how that happens. How are you, your child? And maybe you're not a baseball guy? Or is he just 10 and it's just, he'll get there?
Oh, no, he's a baseball guy.
He's a
baseball guy.
Okay, that's good to hear.
I just like keeping him in check.
Okay.
You know, I got to keep him grounded because if I don't, he'll be like, Dad, I'm better than you already.
He probably says that already as it is.
Oh, nonstop.
You don't want to slap the genetic gods in the face that way.
No, not yet.
You know,
yet.
Like
not
your dad's
yet.
A pro, your dad's a pro baseball player. You gotta make sure you at least give that one a go. Now, travel ball it's completely changed the game and how
gosh.
That goes.
It's so different. And here's the craziness. My little man he loves baseball through and through. But whatever sport he's playing, that's what he loves. He wants to be the next Patrick Mahomes. Like, that's what he's looking at. Dad was a big leaguer for a little bit.
That's perfect.
Patrick Mahomes is what he is.
He's 10 years old?
He's 10 years old.
Tell him Mahomes never played in a football game until his freshman year of high school. Never started a football game until his sophomore year of high school. Like, he was old by every standard we know to then go on and be Patrick Mahomes.
Well, and that's why it's so nice to see that, right? He was a baseball guy through and through.
Yeah, his dad was a pitcher.
So the nice thing about it, little man has not played tackle football yet, and he won't be allowed to play tackle football until 7th or 8th grade.
Yeah, okay, good.
So I'm kind of proud about that.
Yeah, just tell him it was
learning
good enough for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, learning the skill set, doing his thing. He was in a boot for about 6 weeks, so now he's out of it. Got to play his last two games, and man, it's crazy.
All right, 216-474-0092. I want to play this. This is John Sterling last night on the call. This is courtesy of Fan in New York. Here we go.
A bouncer, and Rizzo is going to be picked off. He's in the middle between second and third. Hedges now throws to second. On the way to third, back to second, back to third, tagged out, end of inning. Boy, if that wasn't the Yankees, that's what they do, run the bases like drunks. Well, Glaber will lead off the next inning.
I mean, that's the most ridiculous call I've ever seen in my life.
Poor John Sterling.
Now, poor John Sterling, poor his eyeballs for watching us watch the Yankees try to run the base pass that way.
What we saw last night was absolute... a debacle of being able to run good baseball on the bases. I mean, first off, Chisholm can't get back to the bag on a pickoff attempt.
He finally got a win. In Yankees fans' eyes, he finally got a win. All they do was hammering him. He had one big hit in the LDS, and then it's like, can we just get him to do something? It's the meme of the poking, and they're like, they just want him to do something, and he finally does something. gets the double, and then he gets just picked off.
Well, and that's where controlling the running game comes into play with the Guardians. And then on top of that, you know, you're looking at base running 101 right here, and you get caught in no man's land. What scared me, though, was the rundowns with the Guardians. Normally, you're supposed to run them down to a certain base.
Yeah.
They were just standing there, just kind of throwing back and forth like, he was almost
safe at third.
He was almost safe. The ball almost hit him. If you go back and look at the replay, the ball almost hit him. That's the scary thing about Rizzo.
It's pickle was funny to me. Okay,
right. That the pickle.
That was better than Brock. That was.
I earned a credit back.
That was pretty. You could do It's Pickle anytime, and I'm gonna laugh anytime today. You just want to throw that out there. We got it.
Perfect.
216-474-0092. We want to hear from you guys. We'll get to what Kevin Stefanski had to say about the latest around the trade of Amari Cooper. Obviously, Mike Sando of The Athletic will join us at 3 o'clock. He's got a Deshaun Watson theory, but. Have you lost your confidence in the Guardians after game two? I just don't want to seem like I'm, Cleveland broadcaster and Jason Cleveland broadcaster out here just waving the pom-poms. Because you guys, I think you know us well enough to know that's not what we do. There's just a lot of optimism to be found in places right now that I don't think your friends on Twitter want to find them, for instance. 216-474-0092. We'll continue on. Jonathan Peterlin and Jason Stanford with you guys. Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.